Joining us on Front and Center is Robert Eppner. He is founder and CEO of ChiefOfStaff.com and co-founder of Chief of Staff, Dr. Larry Sullivan. First of all, we'll begin with you, Bob, and welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you, Dan. We're happy to be here.
How about explaining to our audience, first of all, what is ChiefOfStaff.com?
Sure. Well, ChiefOfStaff.com is a cloud software system, and it's used in large companies by senior leaders, such as the CEO and C-suite, to implement their strategic plans, especially when there's lots of complexity, if there's multiple business lines or subsidiaries or partners. We bring that all together on one platform and communication platform for their people.
We hear a lot about the cloud, but some people might not know, when you refer to the cloud, what that means.
Well, it means that it's a software product that doesn't have to be put onto a company's internal computers and servers, and that we handle all of that. So it's very easy for a large company to quickly get started and just focus on paying for the function and benefits of the software. So it's a big trend, and it makes it more affordable and flexible for our clients.
And as I understand it, you can appreciate this having been the Chief of Staff and COO at ING Group, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that was the inspiration of it. I worked as a regional chief of staff and chief operating officer for ING Asia Pacific, and I was based in Hong Kong for over 6 years. And at that time, I had responsibilities to track and implement the strategic plan, and we were in 12 different countries across the region, and each country had two businesses. We had 24 businesses, and we had to pull that together at our region office and also report to our global headquarters. So during that time, I developed certain best practices and methodologies. Our region grew by 30% per year, and we reduced operating costs by 15%. And when I was able to step back from that and sort of think about how all that works and what tools I would have liked to have had, I took those best practices and married it to this new, as we were talking about, cloud technology and mobility technology, such as tablet computers. And that's how we started ChiefOfStaff.com. So it's kind of a classic example of scratching your own itch. And we've been getting a lot of traction from CEOs and senior leaders on it.
And that brings Dr. Larry Sullivan to the forefront as well. So how about putting Dr. Sullivan on, because we've got a couple of questions for him as we are on Front and Center with Robert Eppner. He is founder and CEO of ChiefOfStaff.com and one of the co-founders, Dr. Larry Sullivan, president of a nonprofit. Dr. Sullivan, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi, thank you very much. Nice to be here.
And perhaps you can explain to our audience what inspired you to get involved with Chief of Staff.
Well, I began as a client for multiple years. I was president and CEO of a large global organization. We were running operations in 40 countries. Difficult to get my arms around all that. But the ChiefOfStaff.com was in beta test at that time. And it really gave me a clear line of sight. And literally, I would take my tablet, and with one tap, I could have a satellite view of all the initiatives in my strategic universe. And with the next tap, I could be looking at one strategic initiative on a single manager's desk and see what the status of that was and how the progress of that initiative was affecting all the other initiatives that would roll up to deliver one of my high-value strategic goals. So, you know, it was so game-changing, I decided to come over to the company and bring it to others.
Now, that's interesting. You're calling it game-changing. In other words, this information, which essentially you now have at your fingertips, was not readily available before. You had to, I guess, work in order to get that information?
Oh, yes. I mean, it would take sometimes weeks to, you know, if I could say it this way, flog the information out of all the different rank-and-file managers and bring it up to the level of an executive committee or a deciding strategic committee. And this allowed us instead to take away the white space between people, so to say, and have all of us communicating pretty directly about what our needs were and what our resources were to bring to those needs.
Wow, that really is something. And can you estimate how much time you've saved just in roundabout terms and how it has improved your productivity?
Well, I would say overall, we ended up delivering our entire strategic plan on time, which was miraculous. I know from my research now that that's just not so commonly done. So that had a great priceless value to us. But in addition, we saved 23% of a multi-year budget. So that was a terrific savings for all of us.
Wow. All right, Dr. Sullivan, if you could put Bob back on. We're talking with Dr. Larry Sullivan, co-founder of ChiefOfStaff.com and the founder and CEO of ChiefOfStaff.com, Robert Eppner. And Bob, are you back?
Yes.
Explain some of the clients you have and how your Chief of Staff software has caught on.
Well, we're a young company, but we have some blue chip clients and partnerships now. So, for example, we are working and have started implementing with New York Life Insurance. They have a large insurance company in Mexico, and they're starting with us, so we're very excited about that. We also have started with the Greater Hartford YMCA and the Greater Boston YMCAs. So these are great organizations with great missions and surprisingly a lot of complexity, and they're excited about using our platform across all their sub YMCAs and summer camps and daycare centers. And we have partners like Riveron Consulting, which is several hundred consultants across the Midwest, and they're bringing us to their clients, and our consulting partners also play an important role for us in setting up the software for clients and onboarding them on the first year. So this has been a great relations. The consultants love having our product. So after they develop a strategy with the client, they put this on our platform, and then they can continue that relationship with the client and give that client a great tool to succeed with that plan.
Okay, so let's take us through the process then. A potential client approaches ChiefOfStaff.com, and they are interested in the product. What happens next?
We would meet usually with a senior exec. We would give them a demonstration of the software, either in person or with a webinar, which works very effectively. We talk to them about what their challenges are as far as plan implementation and the level of complexity they're facing. And then typically we would develop a initial instance using some of their plan, and then they would see that and have comfort that this works well for their plan and organization. And then we would go ahead and launch them as a client.
So I'm guessing then that there's room to tailor the product to a specific client. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. One of the great strengths of our platform is that we adapt to the way a client plans. We don't come in and say, you know, this is the planning methodology you should use. This is the approach. So we can very easily configure our software to the types of priorities, themes, initiatives, organizational levels of our clients.
This is really amazing. Now, I know that the product is pitched in such a way that ChiefOfStaff.com software helps senior leaders in complex organizations implement their strategic plans. Can you give us a specific example?
Well, with the YMCAs, the YMCAs do a thorough job in developing a strategic plan. It's done in conjunction with the CEO and senior leaders in their board of directors. It's usually multiple years. And that we take that plan, and that may cover important things that they're trying to do as far as raising money, literacy programs, daycare initiatives, nutritional programs. And we capture these themes that are important to the board and the CEO, and we capture all the steps, the strategic initiative steps, and the metrics and measures that are needed to actually do that. So now the company not only has a great tool to have visibility and collaboration among their own people, but they have a great communication tool for their boards. So the board has comfort that the plan is getting executed as they envisioned.
You know, and I was reading 65 to 75% of large organizations struggle to implement their strategic plans. And I'm guessing that this product serves as a hurdle to get over that struggle. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a great need. That came out of a cover story at the Harvard Business Review last year. And it really confirmed about, you know, we were getting such great reception. And then this was research that was done across many large organizations with CEOs, and they were asked to rank what issues are most important to them. Is it innovation? Is it global instability? There were 80 items. And at the top of the list was, you know, executing their strategic plan. And that's where they got that statistic. They then asked them about how successful they were. And, you know, it's not a good track record now. So CEOs are hungry for this tool, and we're getting great traction. It's a new space. You know, we're calling it corporate strategy management, CSM, and you know, we're the only ones now that are really pursuing these large, hairy, complex organizations.
Talking with Robert Eppner, founder and CEO of ChiefOfStaff.com, and Dr. Larry Sullivan, co-founder, also president of a nonprofit, CEO of a large group. And if you can put Larry back on, Bob, a couple of more questions for him here on Front and Center. My name is Dan Lovallo. Larry, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Great. Larry, just give us a little background. I'm always interested in people and their careers. It's one of the things we talk about here on Front and Center. You're president of a nonprofit. Describe that for our audience.
That's right. So it's a nonprofit foundation, operating foundation that actually carries out its own work. And I began life as a creature of the university. So I was a professor at Harvard University and running an international research center there for 15 years. Before I moved to run that nonprofit, where I met ChiefOfStaff.com and helped me deliver the goods.
What motivated you to change course in your careers, let's say?
Well, it was kind of an organic osmosis. I began as a professor working in many different cultures and societies, and then I was asked to be a trustee of a foundation that worked in international work. And then from there, they said, well, you have a big mouth as a trustee. Why don't you come in and help us deliver and operate that as the CEO? And it seemed like a natural progression. So I went into the operations end of things that way.
And your life's been made a bit easier by ChiefOfStaff.com.
I could not have done it without it. And I realized it would be a valuable tool for other organizations as well.
Well, that was essentially going to be my next question. What would you say to some of these other organizations who perhaps haven't even heard of ChiefOfStaff.com?
Well, I think complexity is in the nature of our world. Good organizations embrace complexity because it helps leverage their assets and partner with other people. And but all that complexity, we have to pay a price for that. And this is the tool that gives you visibility into a complex organization, so that your strategy doesn't unravel with your attempts to do the best things.
Okay. Dr. Sullivan, thank you very much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Let's get Bob back on. A few more questions for the founder and CEO of ChiefOfStaff.com, Robert Eppner. And Bob, you're headquartered in Hartford. Is that correct?
That's right. We're in downtown Hartford across from the Gold Building.
And as I understand it, you received some funding from the Connecticut Innovations and CT Department of Economic and Community Development. Talk a bit about that.
That's right. Well, they're both great programs. Connecticut Innovation is the state's venture capital arm, and they're supporting startup companies in the state like ours. And you know, we had a very good reception from them, and we went through their due diligence and vetting, and we're very proud and excited we got funding from them. And the Department of Economic and Community Development is also supporting businesses and job creation in Connecticut, and we were the recipient of a grant, so that's always great to get outright grant money.
You mentioned due diligence and vetting. In other words, they just didn't give you the money. You had to prove you had to prove your viability in order to get the money, right?
That's right. Yeah, they put us through our paces on that, and it was a good exercise. We're glad we succeeded with them. They also have a great program called Executives in Residence, where they bring us people with specific talents that can help our company at no extra charge to us, and we're appreciative of those types of resources from Connecticut Innovation and the state of Connecticut.
That's terrific. You know, I asked Dr. Sullivan this question, and I thought I'd ask you this as well. I mean, here you were chief of staff and COO at ING Group, and then you step back and you pursue chiefofstaff.com. Well, what kind of adjustment was it for you to essentially not necessarily change gears, but certainly change avenues?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I always was an innovative and creative person in a corporate environment. But when you start something, you know, you really realize that, you know, you're taking risks, and that if you don't do it, or your team doesn't, your immediate team doesn't do it, you don't have all the resources of a big company. But after you get past the initial sort of shock of that, it's exhilarating, and our team is excited to create something and to create value and to have it recognized with, you know, blue chip clients and investors.
What did you have to do in order to educate yourself on software? Did you have background in software? What did you do?
Well, I have finance degrees from Wharton and NYU, and I've gone back to NYU for an advanced professional certificate and IT and the management of IT technology. So I've always had that in my background. When I was regional chief operating officer, I had IT responsibility also. So the chief information officer reported to me, and so I set IT strategy with them. So I had that background, and I'm comfortable talking with, you know, large corporates and organizations around technology solutions.
What do you see the future like in the area of technology, particularly in your area?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of tools, but I think what we're really riding on is to have something robust, but that's really intuitive and attractive, and a tool that people want to use. And, you know, that's, you know, for something to be easy to use, it's really, you know, difficult on how you design it, how you set up the aesthetics, how do you set up the internal processes and you know, IT coding. And I think there's going to be a premium on it. And as executives see, you know, products like ours, they're going to want to have similarly easy-to-use products that they don't have to depend on their staff, that they can interact with directly.
I always like to ask guests this who are in business, what was the best or what is the best piece of business advice you've been given?
I think it's really to follow your instincts about, you know, if you see a problem and you identify it and you feel you have something you can contribute to it, you know, don't wait for someone to ask you to do it. Step up and you know, put that solution forward, whether you're starting your own business or even if you're in a big organization. You know, people see things and they complain, but there's often opportunities for creative solutions. And I've always encouraged people I've worked with and mentored to step up and, you know, take a risk and then and make your ideas known.
In other words, there's always opportunity in some of those complaints, right?
Of course, that's where that's the germ.
Bob, before we wrap up our interview, anything else you would like to add?
No, I think we covered most of the things that that are important to us. You know, that we're growing our business, and we're excited to be in Connecticut and to grow across the U.S. and internationally.
Well, good luck, and thank you very much for joining us on Front and Center.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.